think we all need a pep talk.
You know what time it is? It's 6:30.
Be is that no matter what, definitely have to push it through all situations, because I know when it's never easy having to walk away from something familiar to the unknown. But if a situation is toxic, then the best got to cut them off. And that's one thing I do know, because it's true. It's the truth. It's the truth. If anything I'm going to say, definitely stand on the truth when it comes to it. Definitely. So, you know, without a doubt, we don't want to be doing that. Definitely want to be able to sometimes with those that still are not for us. And we do have some people might call our friends or associates and they've been up in your house and stuff like that, but they're not fully at the end of the day. We definitely have to question every single situation, everything else. And you know, sometimes it's not a pretty picture. But that's what I say. Anything you go through is not easy, it's definitely not gonna be so. If a relationship, you have to look out for your heart's best interest. So if you feel as though you have a relationship, your heart will like in the sphere, you know, all I do is this and this. Well, you know, it's never hard, it never hurts to try, but at the same time, if that's how, you know what I mean, you and your husband, you or your mate or whatever want it, and that's fine. Go ahead and grow me. Go ahead and do what you gotta do. But I love this person so much. They got, you know what I mean? Then you better believe God's gonna intervene if it's not supposed to be. If it's not supposed to be, it won't be. So definitely have to speak everyone. But one thing you need to know, God is a God that sits high and looks low, and he always watches what's going on. Always watch. To learn how to let go and let God move into God. That's so important, by letting go and allowing God to stand into the breath. That's the best thing we can do, is let go and let God. All right? Definitely want to talk to you about the corruption that continues to transpire in King County. Oh, thank you. In King County Family Court. Now, I myself will definitely want to, you know, stay firm. So, you know, we have. Come together, everybody come together, even if you want to make whatever it is.
Because when it comes to the situations that transpire, you know what I mean, when it comes to family court, it's very, very important for, it's very important in order to keep the hope alive, you got to fight for what's right. And what's right is that, you know, Gretchen C. Gilchrist, she is not qualified for the position of a commissioner at Kent County Family Court. She's already messed up, you know, messed up people's lives with the stuff that she's done. So why keep her as a counselor or whatever it is a commissioner. But the main thing is, I mean, it's documenting everything that she did wrong. So when is the House of Senate ready to, you know, make a difference? Somebody has to be strong-willed and strong-minded and say, you know what, I'm not going to have this. My vote is not going to be pushed, you know? So it was a breaking point. It was definitely a breaking point for me with her because, first of all, she did not have plenty of money. I didn't have a lot. So what Mrs. City gave me, fired between Gilchrist and I, you know, it definitely should not have happened, because you have to handle things at a certain standard, especially when you're dealing with the public. So it's very important to know your rights and don't let anyone take advantage of you. And if you do have a problem, by all means, speak up with yourself. Speak up for yourself. I mean, the pen and paper is very mighty when you're trying to accomplish anything. But when it comes to, you know, corruption, we have to speak up against it. Don't just let it go on, because it's not just about you. It's about everybody else that's involved also. Because you got to think about other people when this type of spiraling goes down. So that's another thing that is very true and dear to my heart. Because definitely don't want to see anything happen to anyone. That's what, one thing I don't like. But I'm going to still keep fighting and still keep doing what I got to do, you know. And definitely just got to get things done, especially with Delaware. Delaware needs some more things to be done when it comes to, you know, our children and just the activities that they have for the children. They don't have too much of anything for them. But not to get off the subject, you know, knowing when enough is enough, but I definitely want to tell you all about the corruption in Delaware. And also to talk about, you know, the presidency, the Trump presidency. We have to learn how to pray for the entire cabinet. Because it's not going to be easy. Not going to be easy. But at the same time, what we can do as a nation is pray. Come together and pray. Prayer and believer in prayer. Prayer changes a lot. A whole lot. So, I'm not going to be before you all that long. My main mission is to, you know, just to stop by and, you know, just to spread the word, because they said people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. So if I feel as though it's my duty to give to you what I know, pretty much, just, you know, because you never know what someone's going through and might be able to impact or help that person. Main thing I definitely want y'all to know is, you know, we got to keep the faith. And anything that we do, we got to keep the faith. And I definitely want to, you know, encourage the women as well as the men. But the main thing, I definitely want to encourage the women, because it's not easy, especially when you have to raise children, you're a single mother. So it's a prayer that I definitely would love to share with y'all. And it goes something like this. May our hearts be resilient and never weary in well-doing. May we understand with every step we take that God is for us and will never leave us or forsake us. May we be wise and be willing to seek God in newfound ways. May our faith grow bigger and wider than our expectations ever thought it could go. May we accept the enemy before he comes, and may we expect the enemy before he comes, and may God charge our spirits to be strong and fearless. May we speak to our mountains and truly believe they can be moved, and then they do so. May the doors of our purpose and promise be opened. May we represent God in our storms instead of letting our storms represent God. May we fight with our faith. It is so, and so it is. All right, amen. So I pray that, you know, that this is a prayer for all women, because this is how I feel and this is how I would This is what I want for us to be strong, to stand up for what we believe in, and to keep fighting and do what we got to do. It's important to keep fighting for what's right, especially when it comes to our children, our family, and others, but most of all, others. We are supposed to be cheerful givers. We're supposed to be able to, you know, look out for one another. I mean, our purpose on earth is to do His will, do God's will. So it shouldn't be no reason why we have, you know, the homeless and people not eating, being hungry, people who need food, clothing, shelter. God, it's time to come together as a nation and get this done. I mean, not just some people, all people. You can't not sit there and have all this money and not do anything with it. I don't understand. I mean, it's mind-boggling to me. But that's why I'm so glad I had a conversation with an enlightening young fella. I mean, I've known this young man all my life since I was a little girl. And he just still amazes me to this day. We can have a conversation, and we're just on the same like mind when it comes to wanting to help people. And that's it. He wants to help people, and I want to help people. I mean, it's hard to find someone who truly wants to help people, but when you do, it's a blessing. And, I mean, it touched my soul so deeply. Love him, love him, love him, you know. But definitely want to, you know, keep you encouraged and keep you motivated. You know, whatever you set your heart to, you go ahead and do what you got to do. As long as you keep God first as the head of your life, He will definitely, and do His will, He will definitely, you know, grant you your heart's desires. So just know that when it comes to, knowing when enough is enough, you just have to know your self-worth, you know, because we don't have to go through the arguments and the fighting, because God doesn't come into confusing situations now. So we have to know when enough is enough and when to say, you know what, I'm not doing this no more. I'm going to keep it stepping. I'm going to keep it moving forward. Because you don't have to be in a toxic situation. You do not have to be in a toxic situation. You can keep it moving and do what you do. And that's what needs to be done. Nobody needs to be sad, upset, or unhappy. You know? So just know, if you feel as though that you're in a situation that is not healthy, remove yourself from it. Only you can do that. Remove yourself from it. Nobody owns you. Nobody's going to hurt you if you do leave. And if they do threaten to try to hurt you, you better call 911. 911. That's what I said. 911. Shoot. They'll call the police. Act like you know. Don't let nobody take charge over your life like that. You are in control of your life. God gives us choices that God gave us the gift of choice, choosing, choices. So you choose the right path. It's either God or Satan. There's no in-between. It's either or. So I'm just praying that this blesses someone, it lights the fire under someone's butt to do the right thing, to get up and move and do what you got to do. We don't have to be mean to one another. We can definitely, agree to disagree in a loving manner. It's not about cussing out and being abused and stuff like that. We don't have to act like that. I know we're angry, that's fine. We can be angry. But to abuse each other up, to curse each other up, that's not good. We're not supposed to tear one another down. We're supposed to build each other up no matter what. I don't care if you're your enemy or anything like that. Still, continue to be humble yourself. Humble yourself and try to get it done the best way possible so no one gets hurt in the process. Because that's the last thing anyone wants to do is to hurt people. So with that said, I'm not going longer. I appreciate you tuning in to Hope for All radio show, and I hope this show has been enlightening for you. And as I said, you know, I'm still working on the show, so for right now, you're definitely hearing my voice. But I appreciate y'all dialing in. I appreciate y'all calling. And, you know, I just want to encourage you to know that a person who loves you, they definitely show you that they love you. You don't have to guess or wonder because they won't use you, they won't talk about you, they won't treat you bad. They will show you that they love you by doing different things for you, you know, and encouraging you the way that you need to be encouraged. Like, oh, baby, you okay? This and third, you're going to be all right. You got it. You got it. You're smart for this or whatever the case may be. Not, oh, baby, where you check at? Where you check at? Because, Lord have mercy, I be hearing some stories about men who use women and women who use them. Can't be doing that. Cannot be going down. Cannot be taken advantage of. Yes, you got your own place. You got your own place for a reason. Let them get their own place. Ain't no time to be playing no house and playing shack up. Absolutely not. That's a no-no. That's a no to the no to the no to the no to the no. No. So, ladies and gents, stop playing house. If y'all want to move in, get married. How about that? It seems like nowadays people are scared to get married. Mm-mm. I can't wait for the day that I can plan a wedding and walk down the aisle and be happy and be able to live with mine. That'd be the best, one of the best days ever. So with that said, I appreciate y'all tuning in. I'm not going to talk y'all head off anymore. Thank you. I thank you. I thank you for my listeners. Y'all have been a blessing. And may God bless you all, and I love you. Peace, and tune in same time tomorrow at 6:30 p.m.